You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Arms race is always going when it comes to college athletics. And when we talk about this particular topic, most of us, when it comes to mind, we think about obviously college football. And even these days for Auburn athletics, we think about college basketball as well. And with Bruce Pearl and what he's been doing with his program, and then the fruits of that labor being seen in improvements to the gym, the arena itself, the locker room, a practice facility, and things like that. Well, it goes beyond just those two sports as well. So we're going to talk about one of the other aspects of Auburn Athletics finally getting some improvements to their facilities that have been long overdue, in my humble opinion, but also in many Auburn fans' minds out there, especially when you look at what this coach and his program has accomplished in such a short time. And obviously, we're talking about Butch Thompson and the Auburn baseball program here on Everett Podcast, which is our short form audio and visual series podcast where we get together and talk about what is most prevalent on the minds of Auburn fans and the Auburn family at this particular moment. And I know it's been very slow this summer. This is one of the first times that we've gotten back together in quite some time, whether you're listening audio wise or watching here on YouTube. With the slow summers, you know, it's time to start getting back into gear here and talking about some of these Auburn things. So I'm glad this is one of those things that we can do to kind of start whetting our appetite for some more college athletics to start off the 2022-23 calendar year. Now, a reminder as always, please do subscribe if you haven't, obviously here on YouTube, but also on the podcast. You don't want to miss any content on either of those platforms because we do stuff across all of our platforms, including social media, that is common to all of them. You see them on all of those different platforms, but there's unique stuff as well. So it's good to follow us on YouTube, podcasts, but also social media as well. So let's jump into this topic a little bit and dive into the news that broke early this week about some improvements that have finally been, I guess, ratified is the word that you would use, or approved is probably the less scary sounding word to use, by the Auburn Board of Trustees, deciding finally that Coach Bruce Thompson, not almost said Bruce Thompson, Butch Thompson, and his Auburn baseball program are worthy to start allocating some of these funds, however they start to come about, towards some improvements in the facilities for fans, but also we've already seen that taking place for the players as well, whether that be some locker room renovations. I think that's been a few years previous. The Josh Donaldson Hitting Performance Center, I think is what its official name is. I know it's got Josh Donaldson applied to it out there in right field, which ironically with this topic was one of the things that fans kind of, they lamented about it, but they also understood that it was needed because there used to be great viewing out there in right field, but then they put this development center out there and it didn't upset people, but it kind of did. Nobody would ever voice it because they knew we needed that batting center, but alas. Now, here's the thing. With this news, that's not going to really be a problem, at least to the degree it was in the past. But the point of this is saying is that there have been some investments in the Auburn baseball program, just probably not enough until now. And we're not even talking about just recognizing Auburn greats. We've even discussed in the YouTube channel this past season about the Frank Thomas announcement, him finally getting the statue outside of, well, I say outside, but within the Plainsman Park confines, whether that's at the front gate, somewhere else. I think it's pretty obvious where that statue is going to go, but we won't really tackle that on this topic. And there's the question of who else is going to get the statue and who's deserving of that and where are those going to go. What we want to talk about, though, specifically is these announcements. Now, there were three main components of this announcement that are going to be approved by the Board of Trustees to be coming to Plainsman Park. Not this season, but the speculation, the understanding would be that it would come after this 2023 season. So if you are a nostalgia person like me and hate to see things change in some respect, get your fill of Plainsman Park the way it is right now, because things are going to be changing. Although I would say that the things that outside of one baseline, things aren't going to be changing a whole lot that would make you like forget exactly what little old Plainsman Park used to be like back in the day. These are much needed changes, though, and most of them around the fan experience especially. Now, I think when you look at Plainsman Park, you look at some obvious areas where they could improve maybe some seating, whether that being additional seating, premium seating, things like that. And this is exactly where they went with some of these approvals. So we'll talk about each of those, but I'll list them real quick for you. There is going to be a left field or a green monster terrace for seating viewing for the baseball games. There's going to be a right field terrace, which is going to be premium seating, I believe, if I read the notice correctly, and increased more special concession stands. You can kind of use your imagination probably what that means with that. Out there in the right field terrace, I would assume, amongst, on top of, the Josh Donaldson Hitting Performance Center. And then, the first baseline, right along Donahue Drive, that iconic place where we all meet for Tiger Walk, and there's several people that even, that's their spot to watch Tiger Walk, is they sit up there, because it's open for bathrooms and stuff. On football game days, and I would imagine that's going to change after the season. So if you're someone who's like, oh crap, that's where I watch Tiger Walk, get your fill this year, because things are probably going to change from that standpoint. We haven't seen any schematics, we haven't seen any plans yet, but changes are coming, so get ready for that. So on that first baseline, you're going to have a premium club type of seating. I would assume indoors, air conditioning, very similar to what you see in a same concept as what you see with some of the football club level areas where people can buy out booths or purchase those as part of their season ticket package, what have you. We don't know the details yet. We just know that it's going to be premium club level type of seating, which is really going to give it an interesting dynamic change on that side of Plainsman Park, if you really think about it right now, because it's very symmetrical. With that going up, I would imagine that that has to be more of a taller side, which is really going to encapsulate that left side. Oh, I say left side. First base side of the field really is going to feel almost a little bit different depending on what your perspective is, where you're sitting or where you're even just looking outside of Plainsman Park. So let's tackle these maybe one at a time and talk a little bit about them. I think the most obvious thing that everybody screaming for, I can think of several people right now. You probably even know who I'm thinking about right now. Some of you who know some very avid Auburn baseball fans out there. One of our most iconic things that we have is we have the Big Green Monster, similar to Fenway Park, the Boston Red Sox out there. That's an iconic thing. It's right below that is where our bullpens are. People have been asking for years to do something with that corner for fans, whether it be add more seats, whether it be make a bathrooms back there. Well, that's all coming. More seats, bathrooms, I believe maybe even probably can improve concessions back there as well. But it's going to be one of the most unique viewing opportunities for Auburn baseball games is what the press release said today. So I'm intrigued to see what that means by unique. Is it just the simple fact that you're sitting up on top of a high green wall? Is that the unique experience? I definitely want to see that, and I'm going to be interested to see what ticket price is for that, because first season, that's around the 2024 season, you know everybody's going to be wanting to sit up there and take that perspective in for an Auburn baseball game or series. So that's been a lot of people wanting to see that. You're finally going to get to have that happen in some capacity. Does that mean that they're just going to make seats along the top? We don't know. Obviously, we'll wait for schematics and plan details to be released. But I can imagine that they'll get very creative and try to maybe not smash as many seats up there as they can, however they choose to kind of build it out. But I would imagine that they're going to make them very well. They're going to be intriguing for fans to want to purchase those tickets to be up there, because I would imagine it wouldn't be part of the terrace area out there where you don't have assigned seating and you're just in the grassy knoll, so to speak, up there. So that's one thing. What I like about this, too, as we move across the field, we'll move to the right side. You're not really doing anything with the middle part of the field, which I think right now, especially, less is more. Do the things that make sense. Green monster seats make sense. don't just cram seats out there in the outfield just because you can, because you've been doing really well as a program right now under Butch Thompson. Do what makes sense. Keep that open area that you just put out there for students, for general fans to watch in the outfield. Huge success this year, especially during regional play. So I'm glad that doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Now, the question is, when we get over to the far right side, the hitting sitter, right field terrace, whatever you'd like to call it. I think it says the right field terrace in the press release. What is that going to look like? Is it simply we are going to put seats on top of that building, extend it out a little bit further? Because you get really close to that bullpen as well. And that's one of the things that's kind of cool about being at a opposing or even at a home stand. For instance, if you're an Atlanta Braves fan, you know this in MLB stadiums, they usually have the bullpens situated right there amongst the fans, and you can heckle them and mess with them and things like that. That's only going to add to that level of gamesmanship and the pageantry of baseball that you can't really do right now because they're kind of landlocked, the opposing bullpen back there right now. But if they put a terrace up there, extend it over a little bit, you can mess with them all day. Be interested to see exact. That's honestly the Green Monster thing. That makes sense. I can already kind of picture in my head what that's going to look like. But I'm having an interesting time trying to piece what exactly they envision and how many seats they envision for out there in the right field terrace. With it being premium seating, you're probably not going to get a ton of seating. But I can imagine there are several different ways that you could pull this off. But I would also imagine that I would be interested in trying that out, but also there's gonna be a lot of parties involved that want to have those seats as well. We've already touched on it a little bit, but this first base side, the part that's probably going to change the most, and again, how you do that within the landlocked situation that Plainsman Park is with Donahue, I think obviously up is the right case. How many seats that affects that are currently there, I don't know. Does it create more of an overhang for the seats that are currently there on the first base side that don't already have shade? I would imagine so. I really don't know what to think about how many and what type of premium seating, club seating, air-conditioned seating that you desperately need sometimes when you're playing baseball games up there they're going to be. What is more intriguing to me and more interesting is how it's going to change the aesthetics of the ball field. Butch Thompson has talked a lot about this, has that Plainsman Park has a really good feel to it because it feels like a college baseball stadium, but yet there are elements of it, the green wall, some other things as well, such as Camden Yards, that it evokes things of that where you can see the professional baseball influences. And I think this is only going to add to that. Imagine walking down Donahue Drive now in 2-3 years time. And yeah, it was already kind of a tall wall there, you know, for the stands of the first base side of the Plainsman Park. But yet now it's going to be even taller, even bigger. And it's going to almost feel like an even grander cathedral on that side. May even kind of, I don't know, help and make Tiger Walk even more interesting, even though it kind of maybe takes away some of the viewing aspects that are currently up there. I don't know that that's going to happen for a fact, but I do speculate things are definitely going to change. I do think from a program's perspective, it is important to have those club seating things because you're going to have people that are going to be more encouraged to do season tickets, more expensive season tickets when they know that they can come spend a weekend in Auburn and go sit in the shade, sit in the air conditioning potentially. And I'm just assuming that some of these are going to be air conditioning. I would imagine along with this as well, you're going to see some improvements, some press box, maybe improvements or expansions that I just think that entire first base side is going to look very, very different when all things are said and done. Have no information other than what you all have seen today with the press release and what we've all been talking about on social media. But the point of this is that it has been long overdue and it is finally coming to fruition, at least in approval form and at least the Board of Trustees, the athletic department acknowledging that this is deserving, needs to take place, and is going to start to take shape. And we'll watch very closely to see how quickly it starts coming up, maybe at the end of the 2023 season, because I would imagine whatever construction happens on that first base side, you're going to want to get done first so it doesn't interfere with Donahue Drive, a very busy Street, despite even football weekends, but because of Tiger Walk and football weekends as well. So I just wanted to hop on here and talk about that bit of news, some of the bigger news that we've had in Auburn sports over the summer. Exciting things for Butch Thompson and exciting things for the Auburn baseball program going forward in the next season, but also seasons to come. And hopefully it keeps Butch Thompson around for much, much longer. Not that he was going away, but you can understand how that entices him to be more settled as an Auburn baseball head coach. Love to hear your thoughts on social media. You can hit me up at KyleLoomis24 on Twitter if you want to talk to me about this particular topic, or you can hit us up here on the YouTube channel as well in the comments section, your thoughts about the improvements coming to Plainsman Park for the Auburn baseball program. As always, please sure to subscribe if you haven't here on YouTube, but also on our podcast, and follow us along on social media so you don't miss any content anywhere across all the platforms where the E2C network is found. Till we talk to you again, War Eagle.